We are on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amed Aleph by the Mishnah. Agoinev Tle Min Haida Berziroi. A person stole a Tle Min Haida Berziroi, Umeis, Oinignap, Chayev Bachayusoi. So it's Chayev Bachayusoi. Lo yodu bailim, what if the bailim were unaware? Loi bignevosoi veloi bachzirosoi. Umonu es atzoin, but they counted the tzoin. Ushleimahi, and now they saw that the minion was nishlam. Potter, so the potter. Then he's potter. We'll see, this is a difficult Mishnah. Let's see what Rashi says. Chayev b'chiyusoy. M'chi gonvo komlei b'shusoy. As soon as he stole it, he's chayev b'chayes. B'hashove, and the chayev b'chayes continues till your meshev the gzeila. B'hashove d'ovad lava shovehi. The hashove is not a hashove. Achem moida lohu lebailim. He has to inform the bailim that he returned it. And that is the case of the reisha. Agoin of tlami eida v'chziroi. He returned it to the eida without informing the bailim. So that's not called a hashove. So Memele, so it's, he's still before Hashavah, so he's Chayiv Achayis. So therefore, Umeis, Etai, Reinignav, is Chayiv Achyusoi. He's a Ganev that as yet did not make a Hashavah. What is Lo Yodu Bailim Loi Bignevosoi Veloi Bachsirosoi? What if the Bailim were unaware Bechlal that it was stolen? And they're unaware that it was returned. But umonu es atzoin, they counted over the tzoin, and now, and they see ushleime, and they see that the amount of tzoin in the eidah is the amount that they always had. Umonu es atzoin zekrashi acher shehechziroi vihishleime, hare yesh kan das bailim. So the bailim are aware now that all the tzayin are there, so that is considered a hashave. If it's considered a hashave, so memele, then the ganav is potter. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rav, lo das, tzorich das. Sheloi lo das, minyan potter. V'chi k'tonui umonu asatzoin v'yishleima aseifa. Now, let us see Rashi what this means, and let us try a little to understand what the svara of Rav is. Look at Rashi. Lo das, tzorich das, im hikiru abaylim shenignav mehem tle, if the baylim were aware that a tle was stolen from them, tzorech sheyodiyem sheyachzireno. So when they return it, they have to be informed the stolen tle has been returned. V'ilay moidalo, and if they did not inform them, af al gav demonu es atzoin, they counted the tzoin, v'ish leimo, and the full amount of tzoin, adayin chayev b'achayusot. The ganav is still chayev b'achayis. And here Rashi says a very unclear reason. Now, what is the reason of this halacha? The kivin diyoda, since the nignav was aware that it was stolen, lodas, havi lo gzeila gemura, So this is called a real gzeila. Uboinam, and therefore, if it was a real gzeila, being an hashavah mal yosa, then you need a good hashavah. And being unaware that it was returned, that's not called a good hashavah. If a gzeila gemure, for a gzeila gemure, you need a hashavah mal yosa. But what was Shaloi Loda? Loi Hikiru Bailem Kaidem Chazorah Shetei Tzainam Chaseiraklum. The Bailem were unaware, Bechlal, that they're missing something. Ula Acha Chazorah Monu Esatzain. They counted the Tzain. Vihi Shleima Paita Minyan. Then Minyan is sufficient. Now, Rashi is very, very difficult to understand the mechanics of this halacha that Rav said. We see Meiridike Chedushim over here. If the Nigzal was aware that it was stolen, then this falls into the category of Gzeila Gemura. This is a real Gzeila, because he knows about it. And therefore, a gzeila gemure needs hashave mal yosa, a good hashave. And a good hashave is, that means he has to know about it. If he doesn't know about it, even though he counted the tzayin, that's not called hashave mal yosa. But if he was unaware, bechlal, that it was stolen, so this is not called a gzeira gemura. It's a gzeira. But it's not, and if he didn't count it, it'll be chai v'chais. He's a gazlan. But it's not called a gzeira gemura. So therefore, you don't need a hashava mal yosa. He doesn't have to know clearly that the gzeira was returned. If he counted it, and he sees that the minyan is shleima, so that's sufficient. I thought perhaps we could understand Pshat L'Rashi a little. I don't know if this is the emes of Pshat, but perhaps we can try a little to be Mazba Rashi. There's a Hagos Oshri in Mesechtes Bav Metzia that says something very interesting. Agos Oshri in Perik Bey, Simen Tes, brings a maise as follows. Umaise ira be'echod shekona b'dil minago akum. Someone purchased tin from a goy. Becheskas b'dil lechaseis gagoy. He wanted to cover his roof, so he purchased tin. Vishuv nimlach, then he changed his mind, he's not going to cover his roof. Umochay liYisrael acha, becheskes b'dil, then he sold it to someone else for tin. Va'acha kach nimso, and by this second loikeach, nimso shulkulay kesef mibifnim. It's not a silver. Ach mibachutza yechupa b'dil. So now, the goy sold him tin with the price of tin, and the first koine had lacher gewaldike metzia. He was unaware of what he possessed. He sold it to a second yid, and the second yid found out that he is a gewaldike metzia. So lacher, now the first yid is coming to the second yid. The yid, you know, this belonged to me, and there was a no over here. I mean, I undercharged you tremendously, so you have to pay me. Upotroi Rabbi Elezer Mimitz. Rabbi Elezer Mimitz said the second yid does not have to pay the first yid a penny. Ki omar shloi zocha boy ha Yisrael hakonami nahakum. He said the silver content never belonged to the first yid. Kivin shloi yoda. Since he was unaware of it, that means he wanted to buy this article, He wanted to buy this article. He thought it was tin. Lamaise, it was silver. But he did not want, he was unaware that this is silver. There was no kavona to be kind of silver. So he never acquired silver. The silver content never belonged to him. It seems bailus is dependent on knowledge. That means if you know what you possess, so it's called you possess it. If you're unaware of what you possess, so it's not considered that he possessed it. It doesn't have any bailus on it, being unaware of what he possesses. So if there is such a concept that bailus is only when I'm aware of what I possess, so could be gezel is considered when I'm aware that I don't possess it anymore. So that's called it was gozel mimenu. Now I know I don't possess it, so that's called I possess something, and now I don't possess it anymore because I'm aware that it was stolen from me. But what is if I bechlal don't know that it's stolen from me? So that's not called a gezel gemule. That means the bailum is not considered a nechsar since he doesn't know that it was stolen from him. And that's what Rashi is differentiating perhaps in the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish, there was a gzeila gemure. Gemure means it was a complete gzeila. Not only did he take away the money, but the bailim are aware now that it's nechsa mehem mamoinam. So that's called a gezel gemure. The bailim are also aware of this chasorim. So then, you need a shove ma'al yisr. You have to, now he has to know that he got back what was stolen from him. That is called vaheshiv. That means he was aware that that it was stolen from him. So now he has to be aware that he got it back. So that's called a gezel gemure and a shove ma'al yisr. Now what he counts it, he counted the tzayin in the Eidah, and let's say he knew that it was stolen. He doesn't know that it was given back, but he sees all the tzayin in the Eidah. So he knows that there became the taste of something, a tzayin was stolen, and now a tzayin was nitaisiv. Now, how it wasn't a taste of, he hasn't the faintest idea. He doesn't know how it came back. So he doesn't know that the stolen tzayin was returned, or could be the stolen tzayin is still stolen. And, it was a taste of how this came. He doesn't know how it came. I don't know, maybe, came by itself. He doesn't know. He counts the tzayin. He sees all the tzayin are accounted for. He doesn't recognize the tzayin. So he doesn't know. So it was zicha stolen from him. And the gzeila gemura means he's aware that it was stolen. But it's not called ashavah because he doesn't know that the gzeila was returned. But hashkocha protis min hashamayim, that it was nixal, the Abayisham stelled them to another tzayin, but that's not called Ashava Ma'al Yisr. Ashava Ma'al Yisr means that he has to know that it got returned. But what is if he didn't know Bechlau that it was stolen? So that's not called a Gzeila Gemure. That means it's not called a complete Zeila because he is Bechlal unaware that something was taken away from him. You need a Hashove, but not a Hashove Mal Yosso. So now that he knows that all his Tzayin are here, so that's sufficient if it wasn't a Gzeila Gemure. And it's not considered a Gzeila Gemure if he was unaware of the Gzeila. Could be, this is Pshat in Rav. And that what it says in the Mishnah Monas at saying Vishlema Asaif. Lo Yodu Habailam Bignevosai, Uba Hazarosai, Umanu Asatsain Vishlema Potter. Abu Yodu, but if they were aware, so that's called a Gzeila Gemure, they were aware of their Chesaron, Le Mahani Minyan. That is the Svara of Rav. So Rav said, Lo Das, Tzarech Das, Shaloi Lo Das, it's not a Gzeila Gemure, Minyan Poyta. The Sefer, Umanu Asatsain, that's going on the Sefer, Loi Bignei Bosu, Loi Bignei Rosai, Umanu Asatsain, Vishlein Mipot. Ushmul Omar Bein Lodas Bein Shaloi Lodas Minyan Poyta. Shmuel holds this shtik teire that Rav said that you need a hashove mal yoso. He has to know clearly that it's returned, and a yediyah through minyan is not considered hashove mal yoso. Shmuel disagrees with this. Shmuel Omar Bein Lodas Bein Shaloi Lodas Minyan Poyta. V'chiktoni Umonu V'hishleima Poto Akulo. It's going on both cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about, there was a Gnevish Midas, there's a Gnevish Shaloi Midas, but Minyan will help by both. V'shmuel Omar Bein Lodas Bein Shaloi Lodas Minyan Poyta. V'chitoni umonu esatzoin akulo. Bein yodu, bein shalo yodu. Say they were aware of the gzeila, they say they were unaware. V'chi mashin amas nisin. Agoinev tle, v'reishe v'shikiru bo bailam v'yodu, shenignava mehem koi. Midiktoni seife, because the seife says lo yodu. Miklal v'reishe v'yodu. So let's learn the reishe. So a person knew that it was stolen. If it was returned without any idea whatsoever. So it's not called returned. So now Shmuel ended over, added the word v'chein. V'chein lo yodu b'gnei vosoi u'b'chsei rosoi. Nami chay. Even though he didn't know, but the didn't know does not, the didn't know is, he's still a gazlan. So if he's a gazlan, the, in order to be considered returned, he has to be aware that it was returned. But what is, if he counted the tzoin, Vishleima, so that's called he knew. He doesn't have to, that's enough of a yediyah that is necessary. Potter bein reisha de yodu, bein seifa de lo yodu. This is the svara of Shmuel. And Shmuel is meikel bein lodas, bein shaloi lodas. That is true. You need a yediyah of a yediyah. Al yedei minyan is also a yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan Noimer, Rabbi Yochanan is the biggest meikel. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, Lo das minyan poyta. If he knew that it was stolen, so then you need a hashove, that he should be aware that it got returned. But he doesn't need an awareness ayidei minyan is also sufficient. Lo das minyan poyta, shaloi lo das. But what if he was unaware? Bechlal that got stolen. Afilu minyan nami loy tzorich. Then you don't even need a minyan. That means if there was no yidia bechlal. So just like the gzeila is a gzeila without any yidia, that means he doesn't know that it got stolen. It was stolen, but shaloi b'diyosai. So the hashove can also be like that, so that you can make hashove also shaloi b'diyosai. The hashove has to be equivalent to the gzeila. So a gzeila without a yediyah is sufficient, a hashove without a yediyah. Shaloi l'das v'laminyanami leitzorich. V'chi ketoni Umanu es atzoin vishleimo areisha. The reisha that's speaking about was a gzeilo lodas, so there was a yediyah of the gzeilo, so then in order to have a shema shove, you need a yediyah about the hashove, but a yediyah al yedei minyan is more yediyah. Let us see Rashi. V'Rav Yochanan Oima, Lodas Minyan Poita. If it was Lodas, then you need a Yediyah about the Hashove, but a Yediyah of Minyan is also Poita. Shaloi Lodas, but if the whole Gzeila was Shaloi Lodas Afilo Minyan, Loi Tzorich, Umanu Asatzoin Areisha. Now we have to be Mavai the Loshna Mishnah. The Mishnah is the first two Mahalchim when Akifelach, according to Rabbi, was Gevaldik. According to Shmuel, we added a Vachain. Now, what do we do according to Rabbi Yochanan? Bochiktoni. Agoin of Tle. Tainu Yodu, Achei Kain, Birziroi, Chayiv Bachayusa, Heiched Doloimono. If it's loimonu, so yechay bachiyusa. Avol loy avol. Now we make an avol. We have the word avol, not vechein. Avol loy yodu bailem bignei bosi b'chseirosoi. Afilu ein minyan. That's the avol. Avol means when, without yediyah, are you chayev? If there was a yediyah of the gzeila. So since, just like there was no yediyah about the gzeilas, you don't need any yediyah about a shavet. Afilo ein minyan. And now we hear an oy shemonu es atzoin yem. Ushleimi pota. So it's pota. Shemono, there was a yediyah. So there's two times on your potter. Your potter, without your potter, avol, if there was no yediyah, your potter without a shove, also without a yediyah. Oi, there's another case, your potter, if there was a yediyah, a yedei minyan. So then your potter, there was a yediyah, a yedei minyan, so then your potter, I feel there was a yediyah of the gzeil. So the way we have Rabbi Yochanan is the biggest mako. Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Shmuel, that a yediyah of minyan helps by Yoda. That he holds like Shmuel. And by lo yada, he's the biggest maker. He says, you don't need anything. Don't even need a yediyah of minyan. And Rav Chisda, the chitani manas at same vishleim ha-reish. Rav Chisda omar, now we have a fourth day, Rav Chisda omar, and this is fakert than the hiluch we were going till now. Till now we were going that Lodas is more chomer than Shaloi Lodas. Mishael is, how much more chomer is it? You need yediyah, is minyan sufficient? But till now we were going Lodas is more chomer than Shaloi Lodas. Rav Chisda Oma v'nahapachu, punk faker. Lodas, if there was a neva Lodas, minyan poita. Shaloi Lodas. But if it's Shaloi lo das, Tzorich das. Then, if he was unaware b'chlau that there was a gzeile, a gneve, then he has to know that it was returned from a gneve. Then he has to be aware about it. V'chiktoni umono as atzoin v'hishleimo areisho. So Rav Chisda is the most machmer by Shaloi Lodas, and by Lodas, Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, that minyan poiter. when Shaloylo Das is the biggest machna. Let us see what Rashi says. Rav Chisda Oma Lo Das Minyan Paita Shaloylo Das Torech Loidiyay. The Imloy Haidiyay. But if he was, there was stolen Shaloylo Das and it was returned without informing the owner that this is a stolen tle and I'm returning it. Even though he was unaware, then all of a sudden he starts counting and Baruch Hashem, he sees he has the same amount of tle that he had, being unaware that there was a gnev in between. Aval gav the money chay. That what says in the Mishnah that minion helps, it's kind of bereish. This is pshat in the Mishnah. Chayev hagoynev tla minayda v'chziroi umeis enignav chay bach yusoy. Chayev bach yusoy bein monoi bein loy monoi. But now he adds on the word Amosai. Amosai bizman shalo yodu bailim bachsorosoi ubignebosai. The bailim did not know that it was returned, it was stolen. So then yechai bachayis afilomonai. But if he was aware about it, and then later he was unaware of the chazara with the yediyah brura, but he was aware about it through minyan, then he is potter. Before we go further, let us just see Taisvis. Shaloi lo das minyan nami loitzorech. So Taisva says, Shaloi lo das, this is going on Rabbi Yochanan. We said Rabbi Yochanan is the biggest maker by Shaloi lo das, that you don't even need minyan. Just like he was unaware of the Gneve, it doesn't have to be, he can be unaware of the Chazorah. V'ho da omar rabbeloza l'arba koinis, Hakir tzrichin das bailim chutz mi hashavas aveide. When something is returned, you need das bailim chutz mi hashavas aveide. And here Rabbi Yochanan says that Aganef also doesn't need das bailim if it was shaloyle das. So lechayre would seem that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik and Rabbi Loza. So they says no, ain't tzarich leimed the pligiyahu. Aliyesh Laforish, that what Rabbi Loza says, Hakel Tzrichim Das Bailim, Heiche Dahavi Ladas. That's what he means. That if it was Ladas, then you need Das Bailim. Chutz Miashavis Aveide. Shein Tzorich, Afilo Havi Ladas, Shayedei Shavdolo Yois Aveide. So in order to make Shalom al Yisrael, to say there's no machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza, we'll say Rabbi Loza speaking about when there was Das, so then you need Das Bailim, Bishayis HaShavas Abedah, that he also knows that he lost it. HaShavas Abedah does not need Das Bailim. So, let us again repeat the four shittas. Rav holds that if there was a Gneivah Ladas, so Memele, it's only considered a Hashove if the Bailim is aware that it was returned. Minyan is not called aware. And so if he's not aware, he never made a Hashove. It's not considered a Hashove. If it was Shaloi Ladas, so it wasn't a Gzeila Gemura the way Rashi phrases it. So Memele, if not an Gzeila Gemura, you don't need a Hashove Mal Yoso. So Memele, a Yediyah of a Yedei Minyan, which perhaps is not a Yediyah Brura, he doesn't know that it was returned from a Gazlan, that his Behemoth was stolen, returned from a Gazlan, but it was Shaloi Ladas, so a Yediya of Minyan helps. This is Shita Sfar. Shita Shmuel is that Ben Lodas, Ben Shaloy Lodas, as long as there was a Yediya Yedei Minyan, that's called Ashove. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Lodas, if he knows about it, you need a Minyan, you need a Yediya, but a Yediya Yedei Minyan is sufficient. And if he's bechlal unaware of the gzeilah, so you don't need a idea whatsoever. Don't even need a minyan. And Rav Chisda said that lodas, you need a idea al kaponim of minyan, and shalei lodas, you need mamish to know that it was returned. Amar Rove, so it seems Rove understood all three mandiyomrim, besides Rav Chisda. Omar Rove my time the Rav Chisda. Let us see what Rashi says. What bothered Rove and Rav Chisda? So Rashi says, Bishloime time the Kulu Neche. All three man the Omrim, he understood. The Odef Lulu Adas Mishaloy Ladas. We had said, a Gneva Midas called a Gneva Gemure. If the Nigzal knows about it, it's called, it was a complete neighbor. He knows that it was taken away from him. So then, so you see, you need a Yedi in order to make a Mahashava. The Shail is, how much of a Yedi do you need? Do you need a Yedi, a Shava Malyasa or a Minya? Aber Rav Chisda's Pung Vakert, Rav Chisda said, Shaloy Ladas, oh, there he has to know that it was returned. And Lodas, you don't have to know that it was returned. Minyan is sufficient. So my time is the Rav Chisda. That's so in Svara Rav Chisda is difficult. Ba'oid mas nisin neichel terutzi kevosayu tvei. The flow of the Mishnah is very difficult according to Rav Chisda. So why did Rav Chisda say such a Svara? Zog the Gemara, hoyo va'ankete nagri. What does Rashi say? Hol v'ankati nagri b'riyosa limdo loseis chutz. That means before the gzeila, there was a sign in the corral. It's very good in the corral. You have nothing but to look for outside, and all the sheifalach, the lemalach, they saw the sign, and they were convinced. And they used to stick into the corral. There never was any problems. Now, one of the sheifalach was stolen. They were exposed to the outside world. Ooh, what? It's merdik outside. It's mamash merdik. Freedom can do everything. So memela, one of the tloim now has an atiyah to leave. So Memela, you have to realize you can't rely on the sign anymore, because this one saw that that there's an outside world which is very enticing. So Lom da Lotzeis Chutz. Umeyato Tzricho Shimo Yofa. Now the owner of the sign knows, the owner of the Eidah knows, I have one tleh there that's gonna start going outside, so I have to make a greater shmire. V'kiven the loyado bailim loymizdaribo. And if he's unaware of it, so he won't be careful. So if it was shaloy ladas, he didn't know b'chlal that any of his tzayin were stolen. So he thinks all his tzayin alemalech, you stay inside the corral, and thus, he's nothing what to worry about. So the shimel he makes on his sign is a great dishmirech. I mean, nothing too much what to worry about. So memele lemaisa, but one of the sign now was exposed to the outside. This sign will very readily try to escape again. So memele, so that's not considered. Amor de kezach. So it's not considered you returned it to the Bailam. That's a cold return to the Bailam. If you put it in the corral and it's going to walk out, then 5 minutes, and then the Bialim is unaware of this, so it's not called you made a shove. That's not called return. So you're a gazlin, and you're chayiv balamsin, he never returns it. That's not called return. If the Bialim is unaware that it's gonna go out again. So memeila shaloi lo das, so then you need das taket. But if it was lo das, so now he knows already. He knows already that he has to make an extra shmir. He knows klal that one of the tzayim was stolen. So memeila, so now already he made an extra shmir because of this tzayim. And that I know that the behemoth return through minyan is sufficient. Let's see again, Rashi. And kenagri bar yosa lom dolot says chutz. It learned how to go out. Miata tzricha shimo yofa, vikivin de lo yodo bailem, loim is daribo, they're not careful. So it's not called you returned it. You're putting it back and the says gonna work out in the next 5 minutes. That's not called you returned it. Avoladas, minyan poita shei kirush and ignivo. So he knows now that he has to make a better shmire. Verziro, and he also knows now that it was returned by counting it. Counting is called enough a yedid. Machshav yizarubo, and he also knows to be careful. So that's called, that is called the hashav. Fine. So now we know what the svar of Rav Chisda is, and we know the svars of all the others. I mean, more or less Rashi gave us guidelines. There's a gzeila gemure, Nashavim al Yosa, Gzeila Shaina Gemure, and so now there's just a shaila, what's called Nashavim al Yosa, by Gzeila Gemure. That's the machlokes. Umiyomar Rova Hochi. Umiyomar Rova, Hai man de chosi lechabere, the agbe imra me'edra. There was a person that was watching his eder, and all of a sudden he sees someone is taking out a tle from his eder. Did they? V'roma be'kolet, and he started screaming, what are you doing with my tle? V'shodye, and he threw it. Others bring down that from the Rebbe, it says, Vishodya, he threw it out. He threw it out of day, then he started running, and so he knew clearly it was stolen. He doesn't know if it was returned or not. So this is a member of Rove. So since the Bailam is not aware that there was a Chazorim, so the Ganav is Chai Bach Yusei. My love, Afal gave the money, even though he counted it. So he does know partially that there was a Shavit. And if Tumor understood that Rove holds like Rav Chisda, and Rove holds like Rav Chisda, so a minion is a partial yediyah that was a shavet, and it says he's chayav bach yusai. And here we said, we understood the Rav holds like Rav Chisda. My love, afal gav the money. So the man says loy the loy money. Now here it's speaking about that he didn't count it at all. So there's no yediyah whatsoever that it came back. So that's not called the shavet. Need al kaponim yediyah sabayla. Fine. Now, so that's we had these 4 days, and we had Rav's beer and Rav Chisda weitergegangen. Now the Gemara goes back to the first day of Rav that Rav had said that lodas tzarich das shulay lodas is minyan paiter. Umi omar rav hochi, for omar rav echziroi le'eder shebemidbo. Now this is speaking about like this, that someone, a person had 2 adorim. One eder he had near his house, another eder he had in the midbo. Now someone stole a behemoth from the Eidr near his house, and Hirziroi Le Eidr Shebemidbo, and he returned it to the Eidr Shebemidbo. Yotza, he's Yotza. Now the kasha is, the Bailam don't know about it. The Bailam, that there's a Roy in the Midbar, but the Bailam don't know about it. Let's see, Rashi, we skipped over Ashma. I'm on the Chosi, Lechavri, the Agve, Imra, Me'edar, Didei, Me'edra, Didei, Kedei, Le'goin, Avagav, the money, Amro, Das, Sorich, Das. Erziroi, Le'edar, Shiesha, Le'balabais, Pamit, Vayotza, Avagav, the Leke, Loi, Lo, Das, the Loi, Minyan. That means the Balabos does not know it was returned. The Balabos did not count it. It's in the Midbar. The Rav lo yisagile b'lav chad mahani. What Rashi is not going in, was it a gneiva ladas? Was it a gneiva shaloi ladas? It doesn't say in this memra of Rav. But it does say he returned it in the Eidesh of the Midbar, which al kochav, there's no das and no minyan. And it's good. Oma Rav Chonon Bar Abe Moide Rav Birku Oso. Rav is Moide Birku Oso. What does Rashi say? Birku Oso Shahatolu means it's patched. There's a the one that was stolen is nikar, it doesn't look like all the others. Shatole nikahu shenignevo. So when it was stolen, it was stolen from the eider of the balabos. Now when it was stolen, he had one behema with patches on it, and when it was stolen, the bailam knew very well that it's stolen. So vakat was a gneva bedat. But v'nikel hu l'roya b'midbar k'shenitoysev al tzoynoi v'afilu loymono. But it's nikel to the roya. That means the roya who is taking care of the behemis in the midbar, he sees now all of a sudden that became nitoysev on the eider kletolu. It's very nikel. So Mamela said, that's cool, so the Roya is aware that it was returned. The Roya is aware that it was returned by Filu Loimone. The Rishash asks Akashe, according to Rav, Minyan doesn't help by Lodas Sorich Das. So afilu loimone, afilu it was loimone, it's also good because it's nika. So why is it good? So the Kavi Yeshua brings down from the Rashba that tolu is better than money. And could be this, that's what we mentioned before. Money, if a person counted the tzoin, he doesn't recognize which behemoth was stolen. He knows that he has the same minion, but he's not sure that the stolen one got back. I mean, how this got back, he hasn't the faintest idea, but it could be, wasn't it? Toys of another one. So Monu is not a Shavim al Yosef. But Tolu, I mean, you know, the behemoth with the patches got back. So Mamela. So this is called Yoda. So Ladas, so Ladas is, so the Raya knows. That's also sufficient. If the Roya of his Eidah Bamidbar knows that the Behemah got returned, that's sufficient. Leima Kitanoi. Now, we're going to learn this Gemara, the way the Marshal says, Taisvis understood this Gemara. And let's see how the Gemara goes. Leima Kitanoi. Hagoinev Tle Min Ha'Eidah, Vesela Minakis. We're talking about two distinct cases. Againev Tle Min Ha'eder. Now, let us just give a shtikal akdome the way Taisvis is Mavayavis Gemara, so we'll know Pshat in the Gemara. Taisvis says, normally, when a person is Goynev Atlemina Eda, normally the Vailim do not know that it was stolen. That's a normal case. A person steals a Tleh, unless he was there, there was someone watching, he can tell. But like this, normally the Vailim don't know there was Gneve. So a normal case of a Goynev Atlemina Eda is speaking about that the Bailam didn't know. Sela minakis, we'll see, and Taisus, Sela minakis, normally the Bailam knows. Why? Because Adam memashmish bekisai becholsho, a person as a kis is always counting over his money, a member of Rabbi Yitzchak. So he knows if he has a seller was stolen, minakis, and then later, before he knew the jingling, there were four coins there. Now he gives a look and he sees there's three coins. So let us assume these two inyonim, that atlem minaeda, normally the bailam does not know. Seller minakis, normally the bailam does know that it was stolen. So now, so here it says like this. We're speaking about two distinct cases. Hagoynev tlemina eda means shaloi lodas. Vesela minakis means lodas. Let's just... Lamokim shegonav yachsel divrei Rabbi Yishmoel. So Rabbi Yishmoel says, return it where you took it from. Don't have to do more than that. Sai by Goynev Tlemina Eda. Sai by Salaminakis. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Tzorich Tas Bailam. No. You don't go return it. You go and knock on the door. You tell the Bailam, I stole this. I'm returning it to you. Tzorich Tas Bailam. So now we have to understand, we have here a double machloikis. You have a machlekes by shaloi lodas, if you can return it. You have a machlekes by lodas, if you can return it. Savru adekul alme islo da Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Odom osi lamashmis bekisai b'chol sho. So the Gemara jumps now to the machlekes by Sela. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Odom osi lamashmis bekisai b'chol sho. My love, Bisela lodas, ubeplukta de rav ushmu. Bismaila bisela. The machloikis by sela is lodas. Now what does that mean? A sela, since everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, so a person is always aware what's with his kiss, what's happening with his kiss. And so mamela, so we have to understand when it was stolen, he found out about it, 15 minutes after it was stolen, he found out about it. Fine. So that's called Asela Lodas. Now we hear where Amachloik is, and this is called Lodas, because I know he had four coins, and I have three coins. So I know it was stolen. So now we hear where Amachloik is. Rabbi Shmuel said, give it back, put it in the kiss, don't embarrass yourself, he's going out for a minute. Go back to selling the keys. Bishmol says this is sufficient. And Rabbi Kivi said, No. You go and you tap him on the shoulder and you say, are you missing a seller? And he'll say, yeah, well, I stole it, here it is, a good talk. So Memele, so what is Pshat? So the machloikis is by seller, the machloikis is Ubeplukte dera maila besela lodas. If everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, so it's called a sela lodas. Ubeplukte dera vushmu, and the machlokes is rav vushmu. That means that rav holds lodas tzorich das. So rav is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So memele, this is only minyan. This is only minyan. When he's going to find out about this only minyan, it's not lodas. So Rav is going according to Rabbi Kiva.
And Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. And you just return it, and there'll be a minyan al kaponim. That is the machloikis by Sela. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, Islu, the Rabbi Yitzchok, Vabaylam Yoidim, Begnei Bosoi. They know about the Gnebe. Shemonoi, because they counted it, Rabbi Yitzchok, Vehi Chaseiro. So they see Chano was stolen. Ula'acha Chazore Monoi Vishleima. Samaritic Ezach will see that the minion of Chesorin is called Das. The minion of when it came back is not called Das, that's called minion. And that's Midisvar is the way we said. If it's missing, he knows it got stolen. It's finished. That he knows about. That what is another Sela, he doesn't know, does not exactly know if the Gazlan returned it, or maybe someone else put it in. Maybe someone to give him a Tanislav Yadim. I don't know what I mean. He doesn't know. So Memel, but it's called a Yediyah of Minyan. It's not a Yediyah Blula. My love is Hela Pligi, Ladask, the Vrishes. V'yodu Abaylim, Begnei Vosei. Because they're all like Rabbi Yitzchak. Bekom a Rabbi Shmuel Minyan Poita. Shodomose, Lamashmish Bekisei. Umone, so when it was returned, Rabbi Shmuel said, just put it back in. V'yishleima Poita. Uchishmuel, Doma Ladask, Minyan Poita. Rabbi Kiva Kerav Doma Ladas Sorich Das. That is the Machloikis by Sela. Now let's go further. Ubitle, the loy, when that guy is the loy. And what is the Machloikis by Tle? And we said Stam Tle is Shaloy Ladas. Ubitle, Shaloy Ladas. Ubitlukte, the Rav Chizde, the Rav Yoichinen. And by Tle, the Machloikis, Abba Bekim, Rabbi Shmuel's Machloikis, that means it's Shaloi Ladas. Ubeplukte, the Rav Chizda, the Rabbi Yoichanan. That means, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yoichanan. Shaloi Ladas, you don't even need minion. And you normally won't have minion. It's not Odom, Mamashmish, Be'edre, Be'cholosho. So Rabbi Yoichanan is like Rabbi Shmuel. You just put it back. You put it back. So Memele, that is sufficient. So that's all, you know, because Shalela Das, there's no din of a Shava Mal Yos. You don't even need a Shava Minyan. You don't have to know about a Bechlal. And Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds like a Chizde, by Tle. Rabbi Kiva holds like a Chizde. Rabbi Shalela Das, you need, since it's ankete nagri bar yosos, you need mamish yediyah. So, and Rabbi Kiva is like Rav Chizde. Beplukte da Rav Chizde ve Rabbi Yoichanan. Let us see Rashi. Ubetle pligi shaloi lodas. By tle the chaylik shaloi lodas. Beplukte da Rav Chizde ve Rabbi Yoichanan. Rabbi Shmodom alamokim. Shegonav Yahzer Kabyechan Damashloila Das Afilaminya Laitzorich. Rabbi Kiva Karab Chizda Damashloila Das Sorich Das. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. And let us just see Taisvis. So Taisvis my love Bisela Biselas Bedas Ubitle Shaloila Das. So Taisvis, that means we have here a machloikis, and the Gemara is assuming that one is speaking about Ladas, one is Shaloi Ladas. So Taisa says, Stam kis rogel liyos Ladas. That means each thing has its besondere regilus. Stam kis is rogel liyos Ladas. Kivin shoshi lamashmish bekisai. So Memela, when it got stolen, he's aware of it. Ustam tle rogel liyos Shaloi Ladas. That's why the Gemara said that this is speaking about Ladas and this is speaking about Shaloi Ladas. So now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovim. And Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovim wants to explain a different mahalach in the Machlekes Paitle. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovim. Bishaymer Shagonav Mershus Bailim
Now everyone holds like Rav Chisda. Okay, that you wanted to say. Amar Rav Zvi, you wanted to say that by Tle, there's a machlokes we hold like Rav Chisda or not. And Rabbi Shmuel that said that you don't need das. He doesn't hold like Rav Chisda. So Amar Rav Zvi wanted to say the second thing that you said is a machlokes and Rav Chisda could be you wrong. Could be everyone holds like Rav Chisda. And b'shaymer shagona mishus b'aylam kolam alei pligi ken Rav Chisda. B'shagona mishus b'aylam, everyone holds like Rav Chisda. B'hoche b'shaymer shagona mishusoi sheyachza lemokim shagona kamif legim. B'kivir sova koso loi shmirosi v'abishmol sova loi koso loi shmirosi. Let us see Rashi. Omer Rav Zvid mishmei d'rova b'goyin mishus b'aylam kolam alei pligi. So the Gemara is saying now, Rav Zvid is saying that what you want to say is a machlokes in Rav Chisda, machlokes Tanoim, I wish to disagree with you. The kul amaloi pligi, the svir luke Rav Chisda. Everyone holds like Rav Chisda, can him a forish time. Me, the alt Rav Chisda is time, mishim da anket en nikri bo yosa. For hoch Rav Yishoy, meshe gonav, meshu tzatz, meyaskina. We're talking about a different case. A shomer was a shomer. He had an eider by himself. And he stole one of the behemoths. Uboy lemifter nav shemin abaylam. Then he comes to the baylam and he says, never one of the behemoths was stolen. But time is neva yaveide. V'kul alma kerav chiz de dama shaloi midas sorich das. You need das. And then later, this shomer got a hira tshuva and decided to return it. He decided to return it to the eider. Is Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Kivin Shenas Aganet, since this person was Aganet, he tainted Nignav, he was Kaifer, Kivin Shenas Aganet, Koso Shmirose, now he's Aishem already. The Sulay Mehemin Lula Bailam, he doesn't have any Nemonis by the Bailam, Davalai Gainev. The Havalai Gainev, some male, the Havalai Gainev Shalayla Das, is sorir das, b'leilamrin in sagi b'da shayma, v'hi yoda b'chserosi. That means, here is a goynev, the Bailam didn't know about it, but he came to the Bailam and said that it was nignav mimeni. V'kivin shenas aganav kol se shmiros, v'su le me'em menu le Bailam, he's not nemon. V'hav alei goynev, shaloi lo das, צריך דאס, ומין הסגי מדע השם הביאו, יודה בחזי רוסוי, because automatically he became איש שם. Automatically he became איש שם. It's in the case משוס ביילם, there's no שיילם. Yeah, ואיך בשם שקודם משוס עצמא סקינם, בואי למיפת נאב שמין הביילם. And he wants to part this over the Bible, but I'm just never evade it. But cool, I'll make a chizda dama shloimi das, or ich das. Now the shayla is the das of the shayma sufficient? So the kiva, so the kiva, she nas again, of course, she miros, the sula memlu la bailim. So now that what the shayma knows that it returned is nothing because he's a shayma. So I'm like going to show das, or ich das. When we nasagi bida shayma, but ye yod de bachsi rosoi, the shayma knows that was returned because he's a shayma, and the Bailam doesn't know. Rabbi Shmuel Sova Dainu Shayma Olo. He still is a shame shayma. The Sagi Vidas Didei. So it was returned to the Eider. The shayma of the Eider knows that now you have to watch this behemoth carefully because it was Nokti Buryosa. Nokti Nagri Buryosa. So Memele. So it could be everyone holds like Rav Chisda, and the machlokes is, does he remain a shomer after he returned it? Does he remain a shomer, or is he a shomer? So his yediyah is worthless, and you need the yediyah of the Bailam. The Bailam does not know.